Hi, welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, and this is the third of five programs introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing. Here's a superb all-female swing band from the 1940s who we'll be hearing from, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. Crisp, though somewhat conventional rendition of Tuxedo Junction by the all-female International Sweethearts of Rhythm. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me for Jazz Rhythm. More from the International Sweethearts later this hour, plus featured performer Mary Lou Williams and pioneering singer-bandleader Blanche Calloway. Yep, Cab's elder sister. By the mid-1930s, with the swing era well underway, demand was high for female singers. Having a, quote, girl singer was a must for every swing, dance, and big band, hotel orchestra, or tea dance ensemble. And many vocalists made successful careers on their own, like the beautiful and talented Maxine Sullivan. Originally from Pennsylvania, Sullivan got her start at the Onyx Club in New York, working with pianist-arranger Claude Thornhill. Her 1937 recording of a very skillful Thornhill arrangement of a traditional Scottish song, Loch Lomond, sold very well, leading to a contract with Victor Records. Film and theatrical roles followed. During the 40s, Maxine Sullivan worked with Benny Carter and in many prestigious residencies, later touring America and Europe. During the 50s, Maxine took up valve trombone and flugelhorn, her international career lasting through the mid-1980s. The excellent accompaniment on Loch Lomond and Blue Skies includes pianist Claude Thornhill, of course, trumpeter Frankie Newton, and some fine work by Pete Brown on alto sax. By the way, the bassist is John Kirby, to whom Maxine was briefly, unsuccessfully married, though they did continue to work together for years. After two from Maxine, the best and the only that I know of, all-female swing band from the 1930s, Ina Ray Hutton's Melodeers. And coincidentally, it was a Melodeers pianist who introduced Maxine Sullivan to Claude Thornhill.
Enough for you, but me and my true love will never meet again on the bonny, bonny banks of Loch Lomond. By yon bonny bank and by yon bonny brae, where the sun shines bright on Loch Lomond. bonnie, bonnie bank of Loch Lomond. Oh, you'll take the high road and I'll take the low road. I'll be in Scotland enough for you. But me and my true love will never meet again on the bonnie, bonnie banks of Loch Lomond.
Blue skies from now on.
Ooh, The Spicy Witch Doctor by the all-female band Ina Ray Hutton's Mellow Dears. And we heard Maxine Sullivan from 1937. This is the award-winning jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for being with me. Featured artist during this series introducing remarkable women of jazz is Mary Lou Williams. She played professionally from an early age, at 15 joining a band led by saxophonist John Williams, whom she married. Their outfit provided the nucleus for what became the Andy Kirk Band in 1929. And until 1942, her distinctive arranging and brilliant pianism were major factors in the success of Kirk's Kansas City-based Clouds of Joy. Mary Lou Williams must just have been some kind of musical genius. She was an exceptionally productive, talented arranger, superb pianist, composer and band leader who branched out into boogie, bop, modern and beyond. In the mid-1940s, she did some arranging for Duke Ellington, and by the late 1940s, her New York City apartment was a workshop for emerging bop modernists like Thelonious Monk and Dizzy Gillespie. The 50s saw her scoring for Dizzy's big band and living in London for a few years. And despite a brief retirement from music, she continued composing, scoring, arranging, and performing through the 1960s and 70s. Here's two of her small combos, starting with Mary Lou Williams' Kansas City 7. Baby Deer of 1940 included her soon-to-be second husband, trumpeter Shorty Baker. She presumably met Baker, who worked frequently for Ellington, when they were in the Kirk Band together during 1940-42. Then her 1945 Girl Stars Band. It's obviously an all-women quintet featuring on vibraphone Bridget O'Flynn and electric guitarist Mary Osborne. Thank you. Mary Lou Williams' Girl Stars of 1945, a tune with, I think, the rather unfortunate title DDT that was written by Leonard Feather. More from Mary Lou during this hour and during this five-part series introducing remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing, which is by no means a definitive survey, just a sampling of some talented women you may or may not have heard before. This hour is pretty much singers, small combos, and swing bands of the 1930s and 40s, such as the fabulous International Sweethearts of Rhythm, all-women swing band, and singer Etta Jones. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for joining me. Singer and bandleader Blanche Calloway was very much overshadowed by her successful brother Cab Calloway's superstardom. But she was very successful in the early 30s when she fronted her own band that consisted mostly of guys from the Andy Kirk Band. She was very probably the first woman to lead an all-male orchestra and waxed a couple dozen sides. Now, much later, during the 1960s in Miami, Blanche was the only black female disc jockey on the air in Florida and possibly the entire South. Now, Blanche put together some pretty tight groups, which at one time or another included a trumpeter named Edgar Battle, who was a composer and arranger who'd worked for Waller, Hines, Basie, and Teagarden. Also for a while, saxophone great Ben Webster was in her band. And in this, her last session in 1935, there's trombonist Vic Dickinson and Prince Robinson on tenor sax. Now listen for some of the interesting similarities between she and her younger brother Cab Calloway, who admitted that much of his style came from Blanche.
Brothers and sisters, show sure as stars above, you ain't living right.
There's more about the underappreciated Blanche Callaway at the Women of Jazz page, just added to the Jazz Rhythm website. You'll find pictures, articles, audio clips, and links to help further introduce you to some of these remarkable women of jazz, blues, and swing at jazzhot.bigstep.com. Still ahead this hour, the superb International Sweethearts of Rhythm Swing Orchestra and singer Etta Jones. And in future programs in this five-part series, we'll hear more from pioneering bandleader, singer Blanche Callaway, plus singers Helen Humes and Blue Lou Barker, and the largely unknown jazz violinist Ginger Smock. Promotional support is provided by the Mississippi Rag. Information on this monthly publication about legendary and contemporary giants of traditional jazz and ragtime is at mississippirag.com. Now, our featured artist, Mary Lou Williams, in the 1960s was writing large-scale sacred pieces, two masses and a cantata. But in fact, she was experimenting with extended works as early as the mid-40s, composing a suite based on the Zodiac. Here from her Zodiac suite is Taurus Mood.
The mountains high, the earth and the sky. What good's a heart? And what good's a cabin if nobody's inside? You made the mountains high, the earth and the sky.
Lord, You Made the Night Too Long, singer Barbara Lashley from 1983. That is one of the best renditions I've heard of that tune, and the superb accompaniment was provided there by Ray Shelbred on piano, Leon Oakley cornet, and Richard Hadlock soprano sax.